When you first came,
yeah,
remember, you said you wanted to come here,
yes,
and make money.
Yeah.
How long did you want to stay here?
Well, we're all with the ideas when we come here, we're going to stay 2-3 years, and we're going back. So when I came here, I changed my mind. Why? I'm not going home. I'm going to come Canadian citizen.
Now, wait a minute.
I figure it's a good country.
Wait a minute. Did you think all that when you were 14 and a half?
No, I didn't.
Oh.
When I came from old country, I didn't have that. I had my, with my idea, I come, I'm going to make money, and I go on home, and I'm going to buy a whole bunch of sheep, goats, mountain men, shepherd. That was my
idea. That's what your idea was then?
Yes.
And this is what everybody else wanted to do. Is that the case?
Not everybody else wanted to be shepherd. Probably somebody wanted to be something else, you know. I mean, I don't know. I can't say for somebody else. I'm just say about me. That was my idea.
Mm-hmm. But what? But you can say about
I want. I want to go home in 1922, was it? And that was the time when the Greeks was in the war with the Turks.
Oh, yeah.
And and all but 30,000 Greeks was drowned there. They rushed to the boat and the Turks they moved the sheep. You know, did you know that?
Oh yeah.
And all instead to come to prisoners, they're gonna force us and kill us. So they all got drowned. The sheep left, and that was the time I was almost gone, but I had two friends. We're supposed to go together home in Old Country that time, but I changed my mind because I had the business. I had the candy store.
Why did you want to go home during the war? Did you want to fight in the war?
I want to go home first. Then, I don't know. But I says to the two friend of mine, I says, you go and write me. How is the things there? So, they did. They went. Soon they reach Saloniki, and the soldiers, the what do you call them? This MPs, the MPs. Now,
yeah,
they grabbed them because they were in the right age for army. And those two guys, two friends of mine, they wrote me back. He says, "You stay where you are," and they give them to them. 1 week each home from Canada to be with the parents 1 week, and they got them in army.
Do you have those?
And I stopped. I says, I had business. I said, why should I go and carry 90 pounds on my back?
No, which is
I'm nice, enjoy business, free country. Nobody bother me. So I says, I'm going to stay here. And that's exactly what happened.
This is in 22.
Yeah.
Did you have those letters from your friends someplace?
Oh, no. It's years and years ago. Matter of fact, it's a both die. One was a priest, minister.
Yeah?
Minister Nitsiotis.
Nitsiotis.
He died in California. He was a
priest here at Papa in Toronto?
Okay, no. It's Atenagora. I made him priest, you know.
And oh, later.
He was in California. And he died about a year ago.
Oh, yeah.
And he's a relative to Louis' mother.
Yeah. Right.
Nitsiotis.
Right. They told me about it. Right.
So there are the boys. There was one of them. Mm-hmm. He went. He didn't come preach there. When he come here, he come and minister in Papua.
When he came back afterwards.
Yeah, he come. Yeah.
That's interesting.
But
tell me, how much money did you have with you when you first came here, when you left Dartico?
What about Oh, maybe about $35, but I had solid $30 left, and I lived 3 months on the $30.
3 months. First of all, where did you get this money?
Can I smoke? Sure, I can smoke. So I got it, the money of my father.
Oh, your father gave it to you?
Well, naturally, because I'm 14 years old. I'm still under my father's care.
Yeah.
But he didn't want to send me, but I says, no, that I'm gone.
Why didn't he want you to go?
Because he says, you're too young.
And you left by yourself?
I said, well, sure, I have nobody here. I was alone. Yeah.
So $30, you said you lived?
I lived 3 months. And what I was eating... Wait.
When you first came here, you came to Quebec, you said?
Quebec, and from there direct right here. We didn't stay overnight there. Just get off of the train, of the boat, and the train was waiting for us. Right direct to Toronto.
You came to Toronto. Did you know where you were coming to?
Oh, yes, I had the address, naturally. I had come to 143 and Niagara Street.
Where did you get this address?
Because we have people here, eh? And my brother was years before. He, as a matter of fact, he left a bed here.
A what? A bed?
Yeah,
a
sleeping bed. And he had a chair, and all they got the names on there. When I come, I couldn't get the chair. And it says, Elias, you know, in the back. I said, that's my brother's chair. He says, well, somebody else is using it. So I'm not going to fight about it. That's it.
So you knew where to come exactly from your brother.
That's right. Yes. All right,
so you had the address.
Direct to the address. Yes.
What address was this?
153 Niagara.
Niagara Street.
Nice.
And how many? All right. Were there other people there?
There were 28.
28.